This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the president-elect and what some might call the tough guy approach to policy, including economic policy. Ken Kersen is editor of the New York Observer. He's also written for years on money topics for Esquire magazine and contributed to Marketplace once upon a time. He later went on to working as a campaign consultant to Republican candidates after a stint with Rudolph Giuliani, who's expected to play a prominent role in the Trump administration. Ken, good to see you.
Great to see you, my old friend.
What does this incoming Trump administration have to do to make good on some of these job promises for people in places like Wisconsin and North Carolina?
I think step number one is trade deals. Donald Trump ran talking about our disastrous deals and his skill as a deal maker. And that seems to have resonated. And the proof of that is the surprise states that he won. States that have been the hardest hit by manufacturing job losses, like Michigan and Ohio, have been either solidly in the blue camp, like Michigan, or leaning blue, like Ohio, which voted for President Obama. And there's clearly some resonance to that message. So I think you'll see at least a reexamination, if not a renegotiation. And I think future deals will sort of start in a place more favorable to American workers.
Now, he didn't promise to be a protectionist, but do you think we'll soon see a protectionist in the Oval Office?
I think that the whole advantage of a tough guy approach is that you don't have to be tough. The whole idea of Ronald Reagan not having to go to war, nuclear war with the Soviet Union, is that they believed he would if pushed. So I think that the idea here is that Donald Trump talks tough enough so that his negotiating partners or adversaries, however you want to look at it, believe that he really will, you know, impose a 40% tariff like he talked about on Chinese goods if they're caught devaluing their currency and things like that.
Now, you know the culture of New York particularly well. Do you think President Trump is going to be tough on Wall Street or friendly to Wall Street?
You know, Wall Street was not friendly to Donald Trump. And something I've learned about him, mostly from watching him through the media, is that this is a guy who remembers his friends and remembers his enemies. And Wall Street was firmly on Hillary Clinton's side. I happen to hold the belief that that hurt her candidacy a lot. There's this feeling in the electorate that what's good for Wall Street is no longer good for Main Street. So I don't expect Donald Trump to set out to be friendly to what you might be thinking of with Wall Street, like the carried losses, provisions of taxes, and things like that. However, I do think that policies that are good for American companies are ultimately good for Wall Street.
Ken Kersen, editor of The Observer, and in another life, an experienced consultant to campaigns and even a punk rocker, if you go back far enough. Ken, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.